Okay, Simon Kof Chav Tes Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Ubay Chav Gimel Se'ifim. It's a little bit before Rosh Hashanah, but the only way we finish all these halachas is we start them now. So, Aleph, B'chol HaKadeshim, Sa'irim Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippurim Kaiflam Tevas Le'ela. As we know in Kaddish, we double the Le'ela, Le'ela. Dahin Roshanim, Le'ela, Le'ela. So the Kitzur weighs in by saying, V'loy B'vav U'le'ela. You don't say U'le'ela, just Le'ela, Le'ela. But there are many that do le'ela u'le'ela, right? V'kivin shebekadosh tzrichin liyos chaf chef tevas. Kadosh has to have 28 words. Ado b'chol hashana ayin le'ela min kol birchasa. And now we're adding a word. So therefore, ata ayin le'ela mi kol birchasa, not min kol. So then we take out one word. So we add a word and we take out a word like this. We have the 28. There are those that are noyik to say the Shemoneh Esrei bent over and their head bent over, like in a very humble position. Since you have to make a bracha at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei and the first two brachas, well, actually, first bracha, I'm sorry, the last bracha, and you have to bow. So if you already bowed, so then how are you showing that you bowed? So if you're davening bent over, you have to straighten out in order that you can bend down properly. You're not allowed to just stomp bend down at the beginning of a bracha or at the end of a bracha, meaning it's only the brachas that the chacham say to do. So you can't bow down when the chacham were not Masakanit. The Toiv Yoiser, the Spalabe Evarim Skufim, it's better to daven with Evarim that are, meaning better to daven with your Evarim Skufim straight up, meaning don't do this minig of bending over, Ubelev Kaf Ubedemais, but your heart should be bent over, meaning don't worry about the externals, you should worry about the internals. Mashanayim Lespalba Kol Ram Yesh Levatel, those that have the minik to daven out loud, it should be Mevatel, Ki Yesh Lespalba Lachash, Kmei B'chol Shon, you should daven in a whisper like you do the rest of the year. The Tzad Heter, to daven out loud, is because the whole year many people don't have Siddurim. So if you daven out loud, you're going to mess people up. But on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the assumption is that people have Machzorim, so then you can daven out loud. That's the rationale for those that daven out loud. And there are those that say you can lift up your voice a little bit, but not a lot. This is a little scary line. You have to be medactic very well that you shouldn't even change one nekuda. Meaning because the lashonos that were chosen by Chazal to put into the davening have many, many hidden meanings, etc., etc. The other after siddur a master should meduik hetiv lespal mitaycha. You should look for a siddur that is properly done. Gimel kol shana imer tefilas hakel hakodesh melech hayav tzedakah mishpat. That's what we daven every day. Chutz min Rosh Hashana ad la'achar yom kippurim shetzichin lemer hamelech hakodesh. Except for Asaras Yimechu, you have to say Amelech HaKadosh, Amelech HaMishpat. So you should be Amelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mar Malchus, Lishpait Asa Olam. That's when Hashem is showing that He's judging the world. Im Tov Amar Akel HaKadosh. So if you made a mistake and you said Akel HaKadosh like you do throughout the year, Oy Shu Mesupik Im Amar Akel HaKadosh, or if you're not sure, Oy HaMelech HaKadosh, you don't know whether you said Akel or Amelech, Sim Nizkar Toich Kedei Diver, if you remember within Toich Kedei Diver, which is approximately 2 seconds, Aymar HaMelech HaKadosh, and it's Aruch La'achsel L'Rosh, and then you don't have to go back. V'kenedem HaMelech HaMishpat. Same thing by Hashiva Shiftana by Melech HaMishpat. Avalim lo nizkarad lachar k'dei diver. But if 2 to 3 seconds have passed by, Azai by Melech HaKadosh, Tzorech lachsu l'reish ha'tfila, you have to go back to the beginning of davening, afilu misfeka, even from a suffix. And the reason why, if you're misupik, you have to go back is because the assumption is you did like you're used to doing, which is Hakel HaKadosh, not Melech HaKadosh. And why do you have to go back to the beginning? Just repeat out the Kaddish. They're considered like one bracha. If the shots messes up, he has to go back to the beginning. And you have to say even a second kedusha. We actually had this in Yeshiva Rakaway. A kid who normally davens tvard said mashiv ruach, because meaning he normally says Moed Atol, but YFR doesn't say it, as do most Ashkenazim not say it. So then he by mistake said Masha Baruch Moed Hagashem. Nobody realized till after Mincha. So whatever, we just called it a day. But Amelech HaMishpat, even a Yachid, doesn't have to go back. Kivin Shehizkar Tevas Melech B'Bracha Zayis, right? Melech Oyev Tzitalko Mishpat. B'chol HaShana Em Tov Amar Amelech. So that's why he doesn't go back for Amelech HaMishpat if he messes him. But B'chol HaShana Em Tov Amar HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat Ein Tzarech Lachsa. Right? Like if today you said it, then you don't have to go back. Talid. B'Shabbos Aris B'Bracha Me'en Sheva Magen Ovas, right? By Magen Ovas, by Chazoras Hashatz by Ma'ariv. Ayrim Gamkim Mekam Hakel Hakadosh Hamelach Hakadosh. Vim Tosh Liach Tziba Vamar Hakel Hakadosh. Im Nisker Meyad Tekidei Dibur. If you remember right away, Chayzav Vamar Hamelach Hakadosh. Aval Acher Kach Ein Chayzav. You don't go back. You don't go back. But there are those that disagree. And says you do have to go back. Hey, Im Shagach Zachreinu Amichamayach Uchsayv and Beseper Chayim. Those are the four additions to the Shemoneh Esrei. If you forgot them, and you already said Hashem's name, you finish the bracha, you go continuing in the regular order, you don't have to go back. But lemaisa, it's not so simple. So therefore, you have to be, the Paiskim say that you have to make sure that you concentrate, because really there are many that say you should go back, many reasons to say you should go back. We don't, because it didn't come from Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So, but that doesn't make it like, okay, oh, I forgot. No, it requires concentration to make sure that we don't forget. If you forgot the main bracha of Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, and then you just said Amelech HaKadosh, Bafilu Emar Adayin Rak Baruch Ata Hashem, even if you didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem, Chaysam Amelech HaKadosh, Vaymar Ata V'chartanu, you go on to the next bracha. You see, in Mashmen Esrei, Yesh Mesayim Im Oise HaShalom, Yesh, meaning instead of HaMavarech is Amo Yisrael B'Hashalom, say Oise HaShalom, V'yesh She'enem Meshanen, and there are those that don't change it, like in Shayashu, V'Elo Oimrim HaMavarech is Amo Yisrael B'Hashalom, V'ach, B'Kadeshim Oimrim Oise HaShalom, V'Mremov, but B'Kadeshim, everybody says Oise HaShalom Bimremov. Right, the question is that do you say Oise HaShalom when you step back from your own Shemoneh Esrei? Right, I'm not sure what there are different minhagim, whether you do it, whether you don't. Fine. Zion. Imchal Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Yesh Mekayim Shayim L'Chun Aranana Kamei B'Shar Shabbos. There are those that say L'Chun Aranana like every other Shabbos. V'Yesh Mekayim Shemaschilin Mizmor LeDavid. Some just say Mizmor LeDavid. V'Yesh Mekayim Shemaschilin Mizmor Shiliyem Shabbos. B'Chol Malkam Yachzik Minhagov. Everybody should keep whatever minug that they have. Okay, we will stop there on that one. And all right, that's it, Zion.
And then you go to Yud Gimel, I think it is.
Yeah, okay, let's stop the record.
Yeah, through Yud Gimel.